Are you currently in the middle of a love you feel is hopeless? I pray you aren't in that situation. But sadly, we know many that are. My husband, Drew Klein, is joining me once again for what we'll call part three of our discussion, shining some truth on love lies we often believe. These lies can keep us stuck in a holding pattern in our relationships. In that place, we can't move forward or live in the fullness of love in our relationships and marriages. The love lie is basically believing that a situation is hopeless. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this a lot lately, and I keep coming back to the truth we can know about the one who is the father of all these lies, John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Satan wants our marriages to end. He wants secrets. He wants division. He wants temptations and failures to wreak so much havoc that we give up. Is love hopeless when maybe the feeling of love is gone? What do you think?
No,
is love
not.
Hopeless, that lie?
Well, it's definitely a lie. And it, just like you said, we know so many couples, married couples, that are struggling and have kind of bought into this. Like, there's nothing we can do. It's over. I don't feel it anymore. He doesn't care. She doesn't care, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But the thing that I love about the fact that we know Jesus is that he is the God of the impossible.
Mm-hmm.
He can do anything. He does the things that we think can't be done. And so I just love that aspect, that no matter what condition a relationship may be in, as long as Jesus is Lord of your life and you surrender it to him, he can do amazing and impossible things.
Yes, that's right. I know for us, there have been moments that have felt hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe not so deep and dark, but there have been challenges that we've faced, that moments where you just don't want to even have a conversation.
Sure.
And you might even say, okay, this can't be undone. This can't be resurrected. But God is a God of resurrection power.
Yeah.
So what does that look like in marriage?
Oh, man. So many marriages would even describe their relationships as dead, their heart dead. And I love, we were talking about this the other day, I love the story of Jesus with his dear friend Lazarus. You know, Jesus knew that he was sick. He waited back with his friends. He didn't go and heal Lazarus right immediately because he wanted to show his disciples, he wanted to show the sisters of Lazarus more of himself, more of what he could do. So when he arrives and Lazarus is now 4 days dead, death is the only thing that they had experienced in Lazarus. They couldn't, you know, there was no, in their mind, there was no more healing possibilities. It was over. It wasn't over, though, with Jesus, right? Because, and that's the reason he says to Martha, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. No man comes to the Father apart from me. And so, and she says, you know, her understanding of that in her religion is, well, I know he's going to be raised on the last day. Jesus says, no, I'm the resurrection. What you see is death. You don't understand. You know, I said this maybe on the other show, that is, we don't know what we don't know, and Martha didn't know Jesus as a resurrector.
Yeah.
You know, he brings dead things to life. And I just want to give hope to anybody that's listening, because it may feel like your marriage, your relationship is dead and over, but Jesus gives life. It may stink. The reality of what you've been walking through, this may be a time that it stinks. So did Lazarus. Martha said, please don't go in there. He stinks by now. He's been dead 4 days.
Yeah.
That was a small thing to Jesus. He was going to bring life where there was death. He was going to bring healing where this had caused this friend to die. They didn't understand that. They didn't see that. The thing I think for us, and you talked about our relationship, yeah, we've had moments of struggle. But we've never once given the enemy an opportunity for us to consider divorce. Before we were married, we said, divorce is off the table. That's never an option. As long as we know Jesus, as long as we're surrendering to Jesus, as long as we're walking in him, owning our own sin and and humbly coming to one another and seeking Him in relationship with Him, He can do anything, right? And so I think that's what's so beautiful about that story, is He shows us that He is the one who brings life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I'm reminded that I can't save myself.
No.
You know, we can't save ourselves. And in a marriage, we can't do it on our own. We have to have the resurrection power of Jesus and His truth mm-hmm. for us. So we can't save ourselves. I'm so thankful for grace and this truth that we can know. Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Jesus was answering the disciples' question, who can be saved? Marriages can absolutely seem hopeless mm-hmm. if left up to us.
Sure.
But it's only the undeserved grace and love of Jesus that can save us and bring us back together to a place of surrender, grace, and forgiveness for one another. What was dead can be brought back to life. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. If you're believing the lie that your situation is hopeless, remember what is true. God can bring the dead to life and make all things new for you. There is hope. We can testify to that.
Amen.
God redeems what has been lost. Thank you to my sweet husband, Drew Klein, for joining me. I'll continue to shine truth on a few more love lies we believe all month long. So like and share this video and follow lifeword.org for even more truth. I'm Lori Klein.